morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Y'all know what it is, man. No limit, Larry, the morning madhouse, clocking in one time. It's Monday. Wake up, get out the bed, man. Come on, man. It's No Limit, Larry, in the morning madhouse, bringing it to y'all on a Monday. Y'all know what's coming up. Coming up at 6:05. You know, we dropping that madhouse question of the day. 6:20, Miss Jessica's got your first nosy neighbor news quickie. 6:30. You already know it's your Madhouse Classic Throwback. And at 6:40, we want to know who you want to smoke with on this Monday. You done held it in all weekend long. Go ahead and get it off your chest this Monday at 6:40. But in the Madhouse with me this morning, it's already at 67 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 92. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was wonderful.
What you do for it?
I was in New Tanswell, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, I hung
never
out
heard
there.
Of that. That's what's up, though.
And we just hung out with some of my sisters out there.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And he's walking around. He's about to slide in the door right now. He was in the other little studio. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
What up?
Hey, yeah. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Charlotte.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Rock
good morning.
All the way back to Concord.
Good morning. Ed.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening? What's wrong with these instruments in this building?
Oh, boy. All right, bet you had a good weekend.
I'm cool, man. Had a real good weekend.
Yeah, what you do this weekend?
Chilled out Friday. Had a little show hosted Saturday. Shout out to the Gas House, man.
Gas House. Love the Gas House.
Gas House show up Saturday night, boy.
That's what's up.
Shout out to the Gas House. Shout out to Shep over there, man.
Okay.
He got a spot out there in Gastonia. It's a nice spot, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's real nice. Yeah. Real nice, man.
Shout out to all my relatives and cousins down in the Gas House. Shout out to Sportiote, Hot Boy Shaq, Dolo Devo, Dominique Brooks. Got it in with them Friday night, man, the World Night Club. It was crazy hot dog. Crazy out there, boy. All white, everything. Everybody came out. The whole city was in the building Friday night. And Saturday, did a big car and bike show down in Salisbury with Takeoff Promotion. Shout out to them. We got it in Salisbury on Saturday. Shout out to everybody I met. They had about 55 vendors out there. All black-owned businesses, all doing their thing. They were selling and everything. It was dope. So shout out to everybody who came out to the car and bike show on Saturday. And I hosted this wedding reception. Oh man, it was so dope. Oh, it was so dope. They should have never gave black people money. They should have never gave black people money. So they flew in this guy named Cool Boy Mark. He just went viral for singing. He got over 10 million views for singing at his brother's wedding. So now he's a viral sensation. So they flew him in to come sing at the wedding. They also flew in Juvenile, who performed at the wedding reception. Shout out to DJ Cleve. He was the DJ. I was the host. It was crazy. Downtown Charlotte. Shout out to the Tobiases. They got married over the weekend. So, yeah. It was dope. They should have never gave black people money. That's what all I'm going to say. And then yesterday, man, got it in. Went on a little tour yesterday. Visited a lot of the black owned spots here in the city. 1501 black owned, Good Life black owned, Mooney's black owned. Went out and visited all them on yesterday as well. So shout out to all them. Got it in on yesterday too. So yeah. This morning though, makes it 8 days that they have been looking for Tyler Terry down in Chester County. Down near Richburg. They still have not located him. They're still looking for him. They've declared him armed and dangerous. You know, this is a young man that they said is responsible for, they think, up to 4 murders. 2 in St. Louis, 1 down in Chester, and a couple other ones that they're trying to charge him with. The young lady that he was with, she got arrested, but they still have not been able to locate him.
They actually did a chase with him.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So they were chasing him.
Now he still ain't caught him.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know. He must have played football a lot. You know what? He probably was the neighborhood hide and go seek champion. Because they can't catch him, Jessica. They can't catch him, Burber. I mean, they caught up with him, but they can't catch him. Is he that fast? I mean, what's going on? I mean,
nobody know what that dude is.
Well, they, like Jessica said, they were chasing him, but they can't catch him. I don't know.
What's his name?
Tyler Terry.
Tyler Terry.
Tyler Terry. Tyler Terry.
My daughter said, can she stay out of school today? Because they still can't find Tyler Terry. I said, you don't take your
head. Ma'am, that is way down in Richburg. It ain't right. Nowhere near Cabarrus County.
My younger daughter, too. I said, no, you ain't playing hooky today.
They've been blocking lanes of traffic down there. This thing is... 8 days, 8 days. And gotta send a big, big double salute out to the baby, a.k.a. the Billboard baby. You saw him at the Billboard Awards, bring home them Billboard Awards, and that boy was fresh. Woo! Shout out to Billboard baby, a.k.a. the baby representing the Carolinas, man, the Billboard Music Awards. Yeah, got him one, or two, or three. Shout out to him, man. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. I once heard this following quote, talent without discipline is like an octopus on roller skates. There's plenty of movement, but you never know if it's going forward, backwards, or sideways. If you know you have talent and you've seen a lot of motion, but little results, you may lack self-discipline. Here are three things that are helpful that I've learned over the years. First, sort out your priorities. Think about the two or three areas of your life that are most important to you. Write them down along with the disciplines you must develop to keep growing and improving in those areas. Second, list the reasons. Take the time to write out the benefits of practicing the disciplines you've just listed. Post them and remind yourself daily. And then third, get rid of excuses. Don't leave yourself any room to quit. Remember, God wants you to succeed in life, but talent alone won't get you there. Add self-discipline and watch your life soar. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Nola Valeri in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
All right, nosy neighbors, your Madhouse question of the day is, which one of your friends is going to have your bail money ready? If something were to go down, they are ready to come get you out.
Why? You know it's only one. My boy Simmy, he got me. He got the money right now because I gave it to him just in case I'm out. But nah, he coming to get his boy out of jail. I'm not staying in there. He coming, bail money ready, talking junk. We out of there, big dog. We out. Either him or my homeboy Maurice. But I'm going to go with Simmy for $100 Dallas. All day, every day.
I got picked. I mean, all of them ready to on go. Just pick up the phone, call one of them. And if they don't got it, they know the other person, pick up the phone and call to go get it.
Well, what's that name? They ain't got no name?
It's a bunch of them. Keisha, Jamie, Tiffany, Jamarian, Robbie, Leslie. They on go. They ready.
Oh, man.
Ryan, Rodney, my mama, my daddy. They understand.
Let me see. What's finna happen with my friends? I don't know. One of my friends gonna question me. Well, why are you there?
See what I'm saying? They're doing too much.
Mm-mm. Oh, you know what? My boy Rab and my boy Jamar. They're ready for whatever.
Oh, that's what's up.
They're ready for whatever. They don't care.
You ever got in trouble and had to call one of
them? No.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got to that point.
You ain't got in no trouble. Had to call that up.
Nah, not a friend.
Okay.
I might have said something like, hey, dog, I was with you last night.
that's calling up.
No. Oh, that counts.
Yeah, that counts.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that definitely counts.
Oh, well, yeah.
Definitely counts.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely
What time counts. Is Sheen listening? Yeah, I did.
You got to do the time check. Woo, boy, you stubborn. You stubborn.
Yeah. Both.
My brother, too. My brother will come get me. He gonna talk some jump, but he gonna come get me.
Mm.
Cause that time I did go to jail, he looked out for me. He made sure. Why you laughing, man? Why you laughing, man?
That time you went to jail.
Yeah, that time I went to jail. Okay. It was a traumatic experience, bro. Jail ain't for everybody. I'm everybody. It ain't for me. It ain't for everybody. It ain't for me.
I've never been arrested. Nope.
Jessica, you ever been arrested?
No.
Why you look like that? I'm sad.
Because you said it like you were shocked. You ain't never been arrested.
I mean, because Jessica, you do some wild stuff sometimes.
Whoa, I was talking about when you said it to Berkeley.
Yeah, Jessica.
Had
you said yes, I would have believed.
I wouldn't have been shocked.
How did this turn on me?
No, I'm turning on you. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't have been shocked if you'd be like, yeah, I've been arrested for not doing that, like.
If y'all want to chime in on this, go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burp It, or leave it on our voicemail. The number is 704-227-8878.
Are you that friend, Jessica?
You've been known to cuss out a referee too in about five.
Oh, I've had to go get a couple of my friends. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Larry, you?
Come on, bro. I tell my friend, you got one time. You got one time bail money. Mm. After that, big dog. We're not gonna put stipulations. We're not gonna make this no habit. This is not Larry Bell Bonding Company. I got you one time. I got you. Now don't make it a habit.
I've done that before.
You gotta look out for your people.
Same dude I took down to the police station to turn in. I got him out. Stupid. How you gonna ask somebody to take you to turn yourself in?
I mean, because somebody got to take you. How is she gonna get out?
All these services around here, you waking me up 3:00.
You want your friend to Uber to the jail?
Yeah, you already been Uber to jail, bro?
You used to ride in the back of the car.
Came with the game. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98. It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his. No cap.
While accepting an honor at the Native Son Award, Lil Nas X made a speech and delivered a powerful message. He said, "When I came out 2 years ago, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. I was afraid because I knew everyone in the world was watching. And all I ever saw was for boys like me was judgment and ridicule. But it was because the world was watching that I knew I had to stand in my truth." He added, "Some people say that I'm pushing an agenda, and I am. It's called liberation. There's no roadmap when you're forced to break a barrier." Shout out to Lil Nas X. He also performed on Saturday Night Live over the weekend and had a little mishap. I'm going to let you know what that was coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Man, double salute to Drake. He was also at the Billboard Awards, so shout out to him. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. And another thing about Drake, you remember the girl he gave the money to in his video?
Mm-hmm.
She graduated college this year. Actually, I think with a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to, man, Drake be doing, you know, quiet as kept. Drake be doing some big things, so big shout out to him and salute for Drake for everything that he does for the culture. So shout out to him for that. Slowly Bill Larry in the Morning Madhouse coming up next inside the Madhouse. We got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. And of course, coming up at 6:40, you got Smoke with Somebody this morning. Somebody you won't smoke when you got beef with. We want to know all about it because we knows it. 5-7-O-W-P-G, toe friend of Cagalac, 1-800-525-0098. And while you doing all that, make sure you slide through our social media and answer that Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We're asking which one of your friends has that bail money ready on go.
And you know, Cat's already tapped in on this one. Big Homie said, "My girl." He said his girl got his back 1,000%. Y'all remember Ezra? You remember Ezra?
Yeah.
Ezra said,
"Do the sing along."
Yeah, all the time. Ezra tapped in. He said, "His boy Young Philly 23." I don't know who that is, but yeah, Young Philly 23. Whoever that is, his friend. And girl, look at her now. She named about 3 or 4 people. Juicy, one of a kind, and Truly Dot Sandy 19 is 2 of the people that that she named. She said, if I get locked up, they got me. They got me. So there it is. Y'all make sure y'all slide through our social media to check that out. You can check me out at I Am No Limit Larry.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at Just Burpee.
Couple meal on my plate, boys. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's Monday. It's right around 6:40. And y'all know what happens on Monday at 6:40. We want to know who you want smoke with, babe.
No smoke, no smoke. You need, don't want it. No smoke, no smoke. You need, don't want it.
Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke?
No smoke, no smoke.
You already know. Good morning, big dog. Who you want smoke with this morning, big dog?
Good morning.
What's up, big dog?
I got smoke with McDonald's on British Sport, man.
Now what McDonald's do?
I can't help it. I got to be on British Sport every day about this time for my Ubers, man.
Oh, okay. So you be Uber driving?
Yeah. If you need a hood Uber, call my line. Be in touch with me at Facebook Trigger Play.
So you the hood Uber?
Hood Uber. I'm all over the city.
So why you got smoke with McDonald's? What McDonald's do?
Man, I order a, man, you know, they breakfast the bomb.
Okay.
Man, I asked for the bacon and sausage biscuit with pancakes, Larry.
And a hot cake breakfast. They ain't give you no syrup?
No syrup,
now,
man.
Come on, man.
I had to go around the line for 5 minutes for some doggone syrup.
Now, I will say this. Now I've been through a few, and they forgot the syrup.
Man, this made me so mad, man.
But just put some jelly on your pancakes.
Jelly? I ain't gonna lie, that do sound good. Strawberry jelly and some syrup. That sound about good right now.
What you want to tell them this morning, man?
Get the order right the first time, so I don't have to come back in line the second time.
Man, get the order right. Get the order right. Who you want to smoke with this morning, man? 570-WPEG. We taking more of your comments just to plug his pot out of here.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 65 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in at 92. And we trying to find out it's hot outside. And we want to know who you want to smoke with.
No smoke, no smoke. You need, don't want it. No smoke, no smoke. You need, don't want it.
Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke?
You know how it goes down. You got to smoke with somebody. Let us know and get it off your chest. Good morning. Who you want to smoke with?
I say them motherfucking Amazon employees.
That's who you want to smoke with this morning?
I smoke with them Amazon employees because they really underestimate us like we not workers. We work as hard as they do.
Hey, wait a minute. Who you work for? Because you saying the Amazon employees.
I work for a company that was contracted out by Amazon. But the Amazon employees so disrespectful to us. I want to smoke with them.
What you gonna tell them this morning, baby?
We make just the same much money as y'all make. We get the same benefits y'all do. But quit being disrespectful and respect us. We respect y'all's job, respect ours.
Amen, baby. Thank you for calling this morning. Power 98, good morning. Who you want to smoke with?
I got smoke with Presbyterian Hospital.
Oh, Lord, what Presby do?
How you gonna get escorted to the hospital by ambulance with a 208 degree blood pressure over 120, and they leave your ass sitting in the hallway?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I was in stroke mode Wednesday. I had to end up leaving there going to Atrium up in University. My daughter went in there and blanked on them. But I got smoked with them. I hope they send me a f***ing bill because we won't get paid.
I know that's right. Well, we're glad you're okay, baby.
I am. I'm doing much better. I'm back at work today.
All right.
Let's see how this going to go.
Well, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Who you want to smoke with this morning?
Man, I got smoke with Tyler Terry. Man, dog. Tyler about to have me late to work, man. They blocking off all the roads, man, trying to get him. They playing around. I got to go around the world, over this, over that, just to get to work, man.
Hey,
they got to get Tyler about the woods, man.
Hey, man, tell Tyler to come on out, man.
He got to come up out of there, man. I don't know what's going on, but he got to come up out of there.
Tell him this ain't no black unibomber. He ain't no black unibomber. Come on out, man. You ain't going to be in that 3, 4, 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
10 years. Stop playing with us.
Federal fan, man. You gonna do what you gotta do, man. You gotta come up out of there, though, man. I gotta clock in.
Thank you, big dog. Man, I got to clock in. Stop playing with us, Tyler. Oh, yeah, man. If you want to smoke with somebody each and every Monday, we drop it at 6:40. You know what it is. You just let us know. It could be first names only. Yeah. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Burp, smoke with somebody.
No, I ain't got no smoke with nobody.
Jesse, you got smoke with somebody?
Not at all.
I do.
Uh-oh.
I got smoke with somebody.
Who lady?
My daughter, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, it's some new little site. I don't know the name of the site, but it's some site, and you can order stuff, and most of the stuff is, like, under $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what site it is, but she got our little Cash App card, and she just be ordering stuff. Every time I come home, it's something on the porch for Ryan. And it's something aggy. Like, she ordered this phone grip the other week. Yeah, exactly, Bert. I'm like, what is this? It was only a dollar. Stop ordering stuff. Yeah. Mm. You know what's wrong with
that? That's a waste of time.
What?
Phone grip.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. You know. I guess when you're a TikToker, you need a phone grip. I don't know. All right, but if you got smoke with somebody, man, let us know. Coming up inside the Madhouse, you know how we do it in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to let you shine. Miss Justice got the Nosy Neighbor News, your chance to win tickets for the comedy tour. And the hottest hashtag on Instagram is coming up at 740 hashtag. Yep, it's time to let your eyes shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here, Boston. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them and tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, my beautiful queen. Happy motivation, money, money, no madness, only gladness. I'm trying to let no limit shine. He got that check, 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 check.
You already know, man. Blue check.
You already know how we go, baby. Like Bill.
Blue check verified like Bill.
Oh.
Thank you, Amy.
I love you.
Now, 98, who you letting shine this morning?
Good morning, Burpee.
Hey, boo.
I am giving a big sign to my oldest granddaughter, Zaniah Sky Ratliff. She will be graduating from Highland School of Technology on Friday. She got several awards, several scholarships, the AKAs, debutante, homecoming queen, second place winner. My baby is doing the damn thing. She's breaking the generational curses. She's going to A&T. Aggie Fry.
Come on now.
She is just doing phenomenal. And every air is not good.
I love you.
Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
Y'all talk to me?
Yep. Yeah, we talking to you. Who you let shine this morning?
I didn't know. What's up, y'all? This is Coco Hendrix, One Word, Two X's. I'm trying to let myself shine. I'm trying to let my music career shine this good morning.
Okay. Let it shine then, Coco. I got some folks on my shine list this morning. I want to let 305 barbecue shine. Oh my God. Boy, they made this rib sandwich. Oh my God. But listen, 305 barbecue. You can follow them on the gram. They was at the Car and Bike Show this weekend. Gotta let them shine. Boy, that barbecue was official. Them ribs was official, boy. And I gotta let all the black businesses I stopped to on yesterday. Mooney's, shout out to them. They do a free cookout every Sunday from 5 to 9. Anybody want to come through and eat, you can come through and eat free at Mooney's on Graham Street. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Good Life Social right there on Freedom Drive. Shout out to them when I went out there and slid in on them. Shout out to DJ S&S. And shout out to everybody at 1501. All black owned businesses here in the city. Let them shine, baby. Shine, 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 yeah. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse is your chance to win tickets for the In Real Life comedy tour. It's going down. We got those tickets for you coming up at 7:24 inside your nose and every news. And at 7:40 is the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. The Billboard Awards went down last night. I'm going to let you know who won big. There's a new baby in the Carolinas. Got news about that. And an actor that got into a little bit of trouble last year is now headed to jail. Who is it?
Actor?
Last year?
Oh. Kevin Spacey. I don't
know. Huh? Dude from The Shot.
Jason Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
The neighborhood. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, May 24th. Congratulations to The Weeknd. The singer took home 10 Billboard Awards, all in top categories, including top artist, top male artist, top 100 artist, top R&B album, top radio song, top Hot 100 song. So congratulations to him. Other winners included Pop Smoke, who got the Best New Artist Award. Megan Thee Stallion took home Top Rap Female. Kanye West won Top Gospel Artist, and The Baby won Top Rap Song and Top Streaming Song. Drake won Top Streaming Song Artist and took home the honor of Artist of the Decade. Congratulations to all of the winners. Congratulations to Fantasia and her husband, Kendall Taylor. The couple welcomed a little baby girl named Keziah Taylor to the world over the weekend. They shared the good news with fans on social media. Congratulations to their entire family. According to Soulja Boy, he is stepping into the Versus ring. The rapper hopped on Twitter to say, Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. Hashtag versus is official. Bow Wow responded by saying that he wanted to battle Soulja and Romeo on the same night. Versus has yet to confirm this matchup. Lil Nas X was performing his hit song, Call Me By Your Name, on Saturday Night Live over the weekend and had a little bit of a mishap while trying to be sexy on the stripper pole. He squatted down and ripped his pants. Afterwards, he looked visibly shook and grabbed his crotch to cover up. He then continued to perform like a professional. Brashear Gray, a.k.a. Hakeem Lion, is headed to the big house. Hakeem from Empire. The actor pled guilty to felony aggravated assault for that incident with his wife last July. Part of his plea agreement includes 10 days in county jail, 3 years probation, domestic violence offender treatment programs. He has to pay restitution. He can't possess any firearms, and he must submit to random drug and alcohol testing. Happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And y'all know what time it is. You already know. It's 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad, man?
Today, Larry is Mad is being brought to you by Power 98, and they want to know, are you a business owner? Business owners, right this second, customers are online looking to buy your products. Get 50,000 free online ad impressions to reach these customers before your competitor does right now by logging on to Power98FM.com. That's right. Log on to Power98FM.com and get them 50,000 impressions. All right? Here we go. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at the man that they are looking for, Tyler Terry. And I'm also mad at all these agencies that are out here looking for Tyler Terry. So if you haven't been following this big, big story coming out of Chester County, they're on an 8-day manhunt for this young man. He was he's wanted for murder. For two murders in St. Louis, he's wanted for two more murders in Chester County. He's also shot at deputies. He's with a young lady. They caught the young lady. But this guy, Tyler Terry, has been elusive. He has been so elusive. He is more elusive than Tom and Jerry. Oh, my God. He's more elusive than Jerry was for Tom. Listen, they cornered the man yesterday where they thought they cornered him. They had a sighting of him in a church in Chester County. And guess what? They pulled up about 45 deep. And they still didn't come back with Tyler Terry. They shutting down roads. They closing schools. And they've been in and out the woods. And they still ain't came back with Tyler Terry. They just showed a picture on the news. They got a football stadium full of people searching for this man. And they still ain't found him. A black man with dreads. And they still ain't found him. Well, I think he done changed his hairstyle now, but I'm just saying though. Listen, Tyler, if you're listening this morning, go on, turn yourself in. Like the man called this morning and said, he gotta go to work. You got roads shutting down. You got schools closing down. Tyler, go on, turn yourself in. And to all y'all agencies out there, searching for him, y'all ain't caught him yet. Y'all might need to, practice some more or something. Y'all need some more practice. It's 200 people looking for him, and y'all still ain't caught him. Y'all got the SBI, the FBI, the Chester Police Department, the Richburg Police Department, CMPD, Rock Hill Police. Y'all got helicopters, heat-seeking missiles and everything, and y'all still ain't found this man. Well, I tell you what. When he do go to prison, y'all need to start a football team, because he's going to be the best running back they ever had. I promise you that. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Made.
No limit.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. We are back. And it is officially Make Love Monday. Welcome, Larry and Jessica. Larry and Jessica, some things turn different people on. I'm not normal.
We know.
Regular things don't turn me on. Lingerie, ha, it comes off. Lipstick, it can get on your teeth and ruin the mood. You know what turns me on, ladies? I like it when you whisper in my ear, but not sweet nothings. Whisper something good to me. Lean over to my ear and whisper to me, I just made the house payment. Oh, that grinds my gears. You know what else turns me on? You send me a text message and saying, I got the kids in the bed. But it's 5:30 in the afternoon. That does something to my spirit. You know what else turns me on, Jessica? Because I know you love this segment so much.
So cringeworthy. It's just cringy.
I told you, lingerie don't do it for me. Business suits. Let me know you are still employed. You still got benefits.
you still got a 401k. If I get sick today, I might not even have a copay. That is what gives me goosebumps down my spine. Different things turn different people on. Make love.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, congratulations to Bruno Mars. The singer is the first artist ever to achieve diamond certification for 5 singles. Just the Way You Are has been certified 12 times platinum. Uptown Funk and When I Was Your Man 11 times. And That's What I Like and Grenade 10 times platinum. He hopped on Twitter to say, love you, hooligans. Thank you for rocking with me throughout this incredible journey. We've only just begun. Congratulations to Bruno Mars. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where you are the jury. You get to decide who is guilty in the case. All right. So here's today's letter. Reads, Judge Jess, I have a little situation going on with my baby daddy. He recently got his own apartment and wants our 5-year-old son to spend the night with him on weekends. Here's the thing. It's a 1-bedroom apartment and he wants our son to sleep on his sofa. Now, my baby daddy is mad at me because I told him our son can't spend the night. I told him he can get him whenever he wants to. I just don't want my son sleeping on a sofa when he has a whole bed here that he can be comfortable in. And sleeping in his bed isn't an option because his girlfriend spends the night over there. And before anybody calls me a bitter baby mama, I don't have any problem with my baby daddy, his girl. I got a man. I don't even have him on child support. I just want my child to be comfortable. So, who is guilty in this situation? Is it the mama who's like, nah, he can't sleep on your sofa? Or is it the daddy for even wanting the boy to sleep on the sofa and not getting him a proper bed?
What are you talking about? Your Honor?
No.
He's in
no.
contempt?
Yeah, he is. You are.
I'm just thinking out loud, Your Honor.
You are. Well, let's go to break first before okay. You do that.
All right.
All right, call up here. You let us know who is guilty in the doghouse courtroom. Like I said, is it this woman, the baby mama, or is it the baby daddy? 570-WPEG.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here's today's letter. I have a little situation going on with my baby daddy. He recently got his own apartment and wants our 5-year-old son to spend the night with him on the weekends. Here's the thing. It's a 1-bedroom apartment. And he wants our son to sleep on his sofa. Now, my baby daddy is mad at me because I told him our son can't spend the night. I told him he can get him wherever he wants to. I just don't want my son sleeping on a sofa when he has a whole bed here that he can be comfortable in. And sleeping in his bed isn't an option because his girlfriend stays the night over there. And before anyone calls me a bitter baby mama, I don't have any problem with my baby daddy. His girl, I got my own man, and I don't even have him on child support. I just want my child to be comfortable. So we want to know, who do you think is guilty in this situation? Is it the baby mama or the baby daddy? Good morning.
The child is there, and they have to take a nap throughout the day. They're going to sleep on the bed or the couch either way.
All right, we got
I
you.
I
feel
thank like you. The mom is guilty.
Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty?
The mama guilty. Anytime a man want to spend time with his son, that's a plus. With all the daddies that's missing out of kids' life, I don't care if he got to sleep on the kitchen counter.
She wasn't taking him away. She didn't say that he couldn't spend the time with his son.
Just because she dead wrong. Period.
Thank you very much. He's not gonna put my baby on the kitchen counter, though. That's what we're not gonna
oh
do.
Oh, my God.
Foul 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
Oh, you know she guilty. She wrong for that. It's a 5-year-old. A couch is about the size of the bed. I mean, let that boy go stay with it then. She wrong.
All right, thank you. Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty?
He's guilty because of the fact that all he got to do is just him and his old lady throw a little movie on and hit the couch.
Thank you very much.
So guilty too.
Power 98, good morning. Who's guilty?
Man, she's guilty, Your Honor. Come on. I mean, that's petty. If the little ninja need to sleep on an air mattress, it's up. That's more important than the location of where he's resting.
She didn't say he didn't say an air mattress though. He said the sofa. He said a couch.
I know, but I'm saying if it had to be the air mattress, that would still be okay because it's more important to have the time with his father than to worry about the location of where he's resting.
All right.
And I don't think this is. I hope this isn't a forever situation. We all have had to start somewhere. He's in a one bedroom apartment, and I'm sure that he don't want to stay in a one bedroom apartment. So you know, I think she's guilty.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
Hello. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, who is guilty in this case?
That lady. That lady guilty. I'm sorry, because she, at this point, she being petty. Let that man spend time with his child. If he got to sleep on the couch, he don't know what he's going through. He already paying child support.
She said that she doesn't take him out for child support.
Huh?
She said that she doesn't take him for child support. He does not do child support.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what that man got going on. At least he's spending time with his child. He getting him, once a month, probably once a month, every other weekend. You know what I'm saying? Leave that man alone. I think she hating because he got a girlfriend.
She said she got her own man.
Yeah, she said she not worried about that girl.
Well, yeah, got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPG. And do we get to talk now, Judge, after the break?
After the break.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, I have a little situation going on with my baby daddy. He recently got his own apartment and wants our 5-year-old son to spend the night with him on weekends. Here's the thing. It's a one-bedroom apartment, and he wants our son to sleep on the sofa. Now, my baby daddy is mad at me because I told him our son can't spend the night. I told him you can get him whenever you want to. I just don't want him sleeping on the sofa when he has a whole bed here that he can be comfortable in. And sleeping in his bed isn't an option because his girlfriend stays the night over there. And before anybody calls me a bitter baby mama, I don't have any problem with my baby daddy, his girl. I got my own man. And I don't even have him on child support. I just want my child to be comfortable. So we want to know who is guilty in this case. Power 98, good morning. Good morning. Who is guilty?
It is the baby mama, and I need y'all to hit the high key note on her dumb behind.
Shut your dumb ass up. You talking about that one?
Because she don't have more child support.
Hold. Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
They both guilty.
You gotta pick one.
To start, I'm gonna say he guilty.
You going with the baby daddy? Why you say the baby daddy?
Because she don't have him on child support. He should have thought about that. You got a child, you get that extra room. Make room for your child.
That don't mean you got. All
right, thank you.
Hold on, no.
No.
I hate this courtroom.
That's her vote.
I hate this courtroom.
Power 98. Good morning. Who is guilty?
The daddy is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Guilty.
And why do you
at
say
least
that?
Get the baby a freaking futon or something? Like, you ain't just gonna sleep on the couch. No, my baby coming home. Do what you need to do in the daylight,
But at night, he gonna wake up in his bed. He going to sleep in his bed. Period.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Judge, I can't take it.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty? The mama or the daddy?
The daddy definitely guilty, because first off, you don't know who done had their funky tail on his couch. I don't want my baby laying his head on there. You can get an air mattress, period.
But buy him one then, mama. Buy him one.
Baby mama
thank
saying
you,
period.
Thank you. Thank you. You won't get you. You period. Hey, hey, wait.
If you would have had your period, you would have had the no problem.
Baby. Yeah, exactly, perfect. Hello.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty, the mama or the daddy?
That daddy guilty because he can put the girlfriend on the couch while he got the baby.
Oh, you the dirty one.
Thank you
now,
very
ain't
much.
Ain't no dirty one. The girl wrong, too. She know that baby don't need to be sleeping on the couch, and he five.
He fat.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Oh,
I can't take it. I can't take it, Judge. I can't.
Is it our turn?
All right,
please
go
say
ahead,
yes.
Larry.
Listen, let me tell you something. First of all, it's a lot of kids and people that co-parent that where kids need to see their daddy and vice versa. So for this father, he seems like he's a responsible young man, that he's been in his child's life and he wants his child to spend a night. She said he recently got him a one bedroom apartment. For some people, that is a big accomplishment. This man is doing what he needs to do. So let that man's son spend a night. I don't like the other man said, I don't give a damn if y'all sleep on the kitchen counter in the bathtub. If you don't make that boy a little pallet on the floor and shut up. We didn't have air mattresses growing up. You know what we did? We went over our friend's house and they didn't have no bunk beds.
Boy.
You made a pallet on the floor.
On the floor.
And everybody slept on the floor.
And the pallet ain't nothing but a professional word for blankets on the floor that you're laying on top of.
Basically, that's all it is, Burpee. So if you don't do that and shut up, mama, let this boy spend time with his daddy. Come on, man. Y'all doing way too much.
Way too much.
And for the girl to call talking about, well, we don't know who had their funky butt on the couch. That's why you put covers over it, onion head, black lady.
You put the pallet that you had on the floor, on the couch.
On the couch. And then you don't know who been sleeping in your bed, but I bet you let the little boy come lay in your bed, onion head, black
Mommy's
lady.
Mommy's baby. That's probably what you call him.
Yeah.
All Your right,
Honor,
thank you.
No prosecution.
So the mama is guilty.
We got it. We got
Your
it.
Your Honor, let's take a look at what this man says. He just wants his son to spend the night. That sentence alone let me know that this baby mama is crazy. She's been holding this child back from this man. He just wants to spend some time with his child. And now she is trying to control everything that's going on in this man's house. First of all, I'm pretty sure it's a restraining order out there that says you can't come 30 feet within my door. You got to stay outside. Why do you even know the
end? You have created a whole nother lineup.
No, the child has said that because she asked the child what the house looked like.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And who be coming
thank
in and out
you.
Your daddy's house? I don't want all these women in out your daddy house. Man. I don't want him sleeping on the couch.
Okay.
You
thank
got no
you.
Control over who's sleeping in your couch.
We have your vote.
To the young lady talking about
vote.
Period. First of all, two
oh
ma'ams that said period. Y'all probably got baby daddy issues yourself. You come on. First of all, you probably told him, oh, I don't know where my Burpee. Friend is. My Burpee. Friend ain't here this month. That's the problem, huh?
Burpee, this, we got it. We
I'm
got
sorry.
It.
Yeah, this one took me there.
You should have had them in contempt.
Yeah, you
nah,
are.
Nah, this one took me there.
You are yeah, all over the place.
You got to take the jury into contempt.
I will say this. I think that the mother is guilty. I think that she should allow her son to spend time with the dad. However, I do think that the father should do a little bit more to make sure that his son is, as a parent, you sort of sacrifice in times. And if it's just the weekend, you get out your bed and let your son sleep in your bed so that your son can be comfortable. We see that as parents, you make a sacrifice and it's just what? 2 days? Come on now.
Is the
I think
son
that
the
son,
right.
I think
that's
that
the son,
let
the,
me,
the,
can
the
I finish my, can I finish my,
I'm sorry,
neither one of y'all.
I'm sorry, Judge.
I did, thank you. I think that you can, as a parent, make sure that your child is comfortable. And so if that means I have to get out of my bed and let my son sleep in the bed, that's fine. Or if I need to go run to Walmart and get an air mattress for him, that's fine, whatever. But I think that you should do a little bit more than a sofa. But I would never keep my son away from them because of that. like we can just make some arrangements. We can work through this together. So, I think that the mother is wrong.
She started the letter. I was like, well, before y'all start saying this, then you don't know what
talking
about.
That's not how she started it, Burpee.
She said, before y'all think I'm a bitter baby mama.
She said it in.
People have already
look at what you did. Because look at what you did. You went straight for a bitter baby mama.
Oh, duh.
You went straight for it.
Are we done with this case?
Yes, we are.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
You, if you have a case and you want it heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, send it on over. You can DM me at Hey Miss Jessica on social media or email me morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And don't forget, Madhouse has two D's.
Case closed.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Tanya. How are you?
Tanya.
Tanya.
What up, Tanya? All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two to three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Tanya, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? All right, Tanya, we played the hood Black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question. You seen Jeopardy?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You got three categories. Jessica, what's your category?
Name that group.
Burp.
HBCU-ish.
And mine is These My Hitters.
These My Hitters. Let me go with that one.
All right, These My Hitters. These My Hitters. My hitters are called the Beehive.
Who is Nicki Minaj?
No.
Missed it, baby. You missed it.
Damn.
All right.
All right, that's one.
You want, you want another category or you want the same category?
Let me see some HBCUs. I know all of them.
Okay.
Oh, do you? Well, at HBCUs, we stay to watch the halftime show because of this.
No. Who is ANC? Huh?
No.
I don't think she understood
if you
the question.
Go to A&T,
yeah, she might have didn't understand the question, but it's not my fault.
That question.
That is not my fault.
Larry, do I have to ask?
Hell no. Yeah. To the no. Here to the no. Hell to the no. To the no. Listen.
Well, she wasn't Black Smart, but I'll tell you what. If you can answer my question and Burpee's question, I give you these tickets for the Coca-Cola 600, but you got to call right now, 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098, and you still got to answer it the Hood Black Jeopardy way. It's the plug.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
It go down in the deal.
It's Lola and Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is. Madhouse question of the day. We drop it on y'all each and every day at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Today we were asking you, who is your friend that you have on go that's ready with the bail money?
Oh, yeah. Designs by Dia said, beautifully somebody braids. And she said, I got hers too. Thugger.Tay said, I don't even know how to pronounce that girl name, but she said, yeah, I got hers. Shira the Great said, nothing but up is her partner named them. Y'all should have named their name names and then tagged them too, but okay. 704 Ashley Nicole said, my big cousin Monique.Hope, because my mama gonna tell me to sit and think about it, what I did or not, but she coming to get her boo. All right, okay.
Beautiful Patty said, Holistic Journey and Lala Adams always gonna come through. Tay Baby said Busy Bee 04. So Mesmerizing said that MFing Annie, are you okay? And Annie responded by saying, no questions asked. The Only Gabrielle said, Sexy Asia, you better come. Light Skin Keisha said, Shayla Shay, AKA Little Pistol Shooter.
You need your Little Pistol Shooter.
You need your
little pistol shooter in every crew.
You got
it. You need your pistol shooter in every crew, baby. Every crew got to have a pistol shooter.
Everybody got a little pistol shooter.
You
got
to have one. You call, you know when you call them?
Yeah.
The smoke coming.
Yeah. They don't ask no questions. They pull up. Mine, Lil Duval say,
mine is boss of the city.
I'm just saying.
If
I got that file, man.
I already know what time it is. We going to air this out ASAP. I'm just kidding. We don't live like that no more. All right, man. You got it on your mic. Let it off. Anything you heard on the show, go ahead and drop it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
This is Mr. What's up? Hey, yo, Miss Jessica Courthouse. Tell that lady to shut her dumb ass up. That little ninja can sleep on the couch. That's why these little boys end up soft, because the parents like her. I want my son to be comfortable. I don't want him sleeping on no couch. And I won't smoke with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Her dumb ass don't compare wearing a mask in the Senate, in the Capitol, to the Holocaust. If she don't shut her dumb, stupid, ignorant ass up. And I won't smoke with Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. But not wanting the riot or the terror attack on the nation's capital on January 6th. Not to be investigated. I won't smoke with all these damn Republicans that don't want to help Joe Biden get this country back to where it needs to be. And I'm going to have smoke with Joe Biden if he don't pass that damn George Floyd Police Reform Act. Boy, he got me stuttering. I'm so damn mad. I'm sick of all these people in Congress. Black people, let's vote and make Congress all black and turn the White House black.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
Know your show. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, May 24th. Congratulations to The Weeknd. The singer took home 10 Billboard awards in all of the top categories he had. Top artist, top male artist, top hot 100 artist, top R&B album, cool, and man, a bunch of others. Other winners included Pop Smoke. He got top new artist. Megan Thee Stallion got top rap female. Kanye West got top gospel artist. The Baby won top rap song.
Get out, Kirk Franklin. Come on, man.
The Baby won top rap song and top streaming song. Yeah. Drake won top streaming song artist and took home the honor of artist of the decade. So congratulations to all of those winners.
Hey, Jessica, all of them was cool, but I was only concerned about the baby. That was it.
I can see. You
know, that's all the one I was concerned about. That. Yeah, we $1 billion baby ENT. Let's go. Foes up. Foes. Nope.
What's your next door?
Yeah. God said it, we in here, baby.
I'm afraid to do it. Jeez. You ready?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Congratulations to Fantasia and her
Shout out to Kendall.
Congratulations to Fantasia and her husband, Kendall Taylor. Right. They welcomed a little baby girl named Keziah Taylor to the world over the weekend. They shared the news on social media with fans. So congratulations.
Congratulations, fantastic.
Shout out to Kendall and her and his wife.
What? You being real weird today.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kendall and his wife. Y'all dumb.
We dumb, and you saying dumb. Kendall and his wife.
You Kendall.
Like Fantasia.
Did Kendall get birth?
Yep. It ain't no baby without Kendall. Exactly. Next story.
Next door.
According to Soulja Boy, congratulations to Fantasia and Kendall.
Right. Together as one.
According to Soulja Boy, he is stepping into the versus ring. The rapper hopped on Twitter to say Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow.
Listen.
Versus is official. Now, Bow Wow responded by saying he wanted to do the battle with Soulja and Romeo on the same night. Versus has yet to confirm this match.
And Bow Wow, he'll beat both of them put together.
First of all,
Bow Wow will beat both of them put together.
We not going to act like Bow Wow don't have hits.
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
Definitely.
Number two, I'm here for that entire versus battle.
Oh, with Soulja and Bow Wow?
What?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be... What? Soulja's going to cut up. He's going to act up.
That versus battle is going to be lit from beginning to end.
But he did tell Bow Wow, crank that, so outsold all your songs by themselves.
One.
He said...
One song.
Now, don't get it twisted. Soulja not only has his songs, but he's produced for other people.
So he
gonna pull out some stuff. And Bow Wow definitely has some hits. This is going to be a good versus battle if it goes down.
I'm just
waiting to see what Timbaland and Sweet Speed is gonna say about it.
But I'm being weird.
We gotta see what they gonna do.
Ugly dance.
Lil Nas X was performing Call Me By Your Name on Saturday Night Live. He had a little mishap. He was trying to be sexy on that stripper pole.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Squatted down.
Hold on.
Ripped
time out. You're not going to fly past that.
She did.
Yeah, she tried to fly past that.
I was trying to read the story.
No.
Let me get the story out.
Hold on. He was on a stripper pole. I missed Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
He was on a stripper pole.
Yes, there was. Yes,
that I didn't watch it.
You saw it?
No, I didn't see it, but I heard
it
Lil Nas X. I ain't see it, but I heard Lil Nas X show the.
Oh no, 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 no.
Listen,
it was a very sexy performance. Like it was. That was not Old Town Road by any means necessary. Don't ask him what he did again. Don't ask him so he can say it again.
Fans and show the coochie on Saturday night.
I just happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. I miss Jessica Girl Next Door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.